NWK.
The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
W2VL.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
KA2YHY Mobile, listening.
W2VL repeater, since our Rockaway Queens, New York.
Station, the audio is very low. Cannot really hear you, but you did make the repeater, but the audio is very low. KA2YHY.
Y, WB2CMF Mobile. Good morning, Steve.
WB2CMF, KA2YHY. Good morning, Pat. Just came back from the north and didn't hit traffic at all until I reached the Cross Island Parkway.
Well, that's pretty good. Yeah, Cross Island, that's kind of, you know, normal. But we may go up there this weekend. We'll go make the first trip up to Middleburg and then, to pick up some stuff from that house and then continue on to Neversink.
Very good, very good. I hope you get as nice a weather as we had this weekend. It was just absolutely gorgeous. They're not too hot, nice and cool in the mornings, and low humidity, very, very good weather.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. We're at that time of especially now, where the nights get cool, which we could, good sleeping weather, hopefully. But, forecast for the weekend, it's supposed to be pretty much, low 80s, which would mean that it'll be in the low 60s up there at night, maybe even touching into the 50s, which would be perfect.
Oh, yeah, you definitely will need the blanket, at least by the time it reaches 3 a.m.
Well, hopefully at 3 a.m. I'm sound asleep. Other than that, I see they got the expressway paved now going west to exit 59, but they got it, torn up. I'm almost at exit 57, and it's all torn up. Which is amazing, because they scraped up the old asphalt, and the road is actually in better shape, than it was with all the potholes.
Yeah, in some cases, that's true. So, how's the fig tree doing?
The fig tree's doing fine. Probably have a dozen figs on it. Not ripe, of course, but that's doing good. Although I should have, I did a pinch off, there's somewhere there may be two figs together. I should have pinched one off and I didn't. I just never got around to it. I'm still looking for a solution to stop the ants. I just put, tape on the bottom. On the bottom branches in the hopes that the ants won't go up past the tape.
Yeah, that'll usually work, double-sided tape, but you got to keep it, at least an inch or two wide, because sometimes they make a bridge, and they go across the bridge. Of course, the ones on the bottom get sacrificed, but it's amazing. So yeah, you got to keep it about an inch to 2 inches long.
Yeah, I use the standard 3-inch duct tape, so that's certainly wide enough. And we'll try this solution to see if it helps. I know they have some stuff that you could also put on it, and I forget what they call it, but I really couldn't find it in any of the local places, so then I read online about the the double-sided tape with duct tape. So I say, okay, I'll, that's non-intrusive. I'll try that for now. My sister, on the other hand, her fig trees, she's had figs for the last month.
Well, that's amazing, because to get them this early, it must be a type that I don't know about. I have an apple tree that makes early apples. As a matter of fact, they're finished and long finished. But usually the fig trees, unless it was the first crop figs, but mine are nowhere near ready.
WB2CMF Mobile. I'm just getting into COMAC, so let start getting noisy, I'll switch over. But yeah, she had fixed on her tree, you know, like right from the start, you know, in late May, she already had fixed where the mine didn't come out until, you know, I'd say maybe last week of July. That's when I first started seeing them. So, you know, she had, especially the one tree, she had fixed like, I don't know, mid-July that ripened up.
Now, on that tree, are there also, you know, green ones, unripened ones? Because that could be a double crop tree.
Tell you the truth, I haven't been in there all summer.
Switch over now if you want. Starting to get a little noisy. Copyable, but noisy. KA2YHY.
Okay, WB2CMF. I switched over to Glen Oaks. Yeah, that's quite a fig tree. I don't know what type it is. I'm hoping. I know my sister was trying to take some cuttings from it because obviously once she moves, we're going to lose it. I think she may have a cutting from it. Because it's really, and it always has been, a very prolific tree.
Wow. If she's going to move, I wouldn't mind getting a couple of twigs myself. That's sounds like an interesting tree. You know, you get continuous figs.
Yeah, well, I'll have to, when I talk to her tonight, I'll see how many cuttings she has. Because I know she didn't want to, for sentimental reasons, she didn't want to lose the tree. So I'll see what she has over there. I know that tree has died back so many times, and every time it just keeps coming back. And it almost grows wild. I mean, the last time, I was in there early July, and that fig tree must have been 7 feet tall.
You know, I read something in a book years ago that say fig trees thrive on neglect. And I've seen this so many times where, you know, people take care of them, they wrap them, they trim them, all sorts of things. And, you know, they produce, but sometimes they die and this and that. And then some people do absolutely nothing. I mean, zero. And what happens is exactly what you say. They die back, they grow up, they get big, they die back, they grow, and they become like a giant fig bush almost, but big. And they make a lot of figs. And I can never understand that. But it holds true that they thrive on neglect.
Well, I can certainly say that that's the case over here. I mean, I've been trying to cover it. You know, it's hard by myself, but, you know, last year we did not cover it. I never made it in time, and, you know, I just got lazy with it. I didn't cover it. So she had an early start, you know. And, yeah, like you say, you know, the first tree you gave me, I took care of it. I brought it inside, and that one died. So, yeah, it's hard to say which ones, you know. And I've seen, you know, we ignore that tree, and it just keeps coming back. Actually, my father had three trees, and all three had died, and they all came back, and they're all 7-8 feet tall. I keep trimming them, but they just keep going.
I think it all depends upon when you first plant the tree. If you get the roots down at least 2 feet and more, if possible, that's what allows them to keep coming back, because the roots never die. Everything above ground, when you get a good strong frost, even a deep freeze, it never freezes below the frost line. And if the roots are below the frost line, the tree will never die. And it will keep coming back eventually. Even if it And I've had some go dry down to the ground, but they do come back. Sometimes you got to wait till July, but they do come back. K-A-T-Y-H-Y.
Okay, WB2 CMF. Yeah, this tree, actually all three trees, I mean, they were planted under, I was in high school, so you're going back a good 40, 45 years. So that's how old they were. So I really don't remember how my father planted them. I know he got at least one tree he got from his uncle, who comes from the old country, as they would say. So, the trees, especially that middle one that she has, I don't know what type it is, but man, that is such a prolific tree. My sister reaches the point where she gives them away because she literally gets over 100 figs, and they just keep growing, The birds get a good third of them anyway because they're too high to pick.
Well, that's great. That's great. Yeah, if you can get me a cutting on that, Pat, I would appreciate it. But I'm going to say 7-3, but before I do, I got to tell you about another project I started over the weekend. Got the soldering iron out. I bought an Arduino kit with a special board made by this company called Dr. Duino. It uses the ordinary Arduino Uno board, but then it has this big shield that goes all around it that brings out all sorts of extra pins and LEDs and test points and a little piezo buzzer. And so I've been fooling around with the Arduino IDE and a couple of little canned programs, seeing how they work. And very interesting, but I really don't want to teach myself C++. I got to look for a Arduino IDE that they could program in BASIC and then compile it. But that's a story for another day. WB2CMF, K-A-2-Y-H-Y, I'll listen out.
Okay, Steve, no problem. I'm familiar with the Arduino, the one you mentioned. I may switch over to that because the Raspberry Pis, for one, are very expensive now, and number two, they're hard to get. So I was going to, maybe delve into that, but then it's just one more platform to learn, and it's kind of a wintertime job. Anyway, Steve, nice talking to you. Hope to talk to you soon. K-A-2-Y-H-Y-W-B-2-C-M-F Mobile, 73 for now.
W-B-2-C-S-E.
Well, good morning, Steve. W-B-2-C-M-F.
Ooh, howdy. I thought I heard you. Came out to finish my coffee. It's too nice to sit inside.
Yeah, well, I'm coming up to 110, I think. Yeah, 110. I'm on my way up to the 210 machine. Gonna try to see if I can install the weather radio. I think I got it all worked out. I think I made up the correct cables for it. But there's two things. We're having a receive sensitivity issue right now. So we want to try to see if we can track that down again. I think it's a bad cable on the receive side off the duplexer, but we'll see. And while I'm up there, I want to see if I can install the weather radio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just stuck over at the Ford dealer right now. Unfortunately, the one I originally went to is near where you're going. And since they were so lousy, I went to Levittown.
Okay. Not too familiar with the Ford dealers in that area. I kind of lost track of where they're all located.
Yeah. No, I bought it from the one over, it's about 5 minutes from where the repeater is, on Jericho Turnpike, but their service department turned out not to be as good as I was hoping.
Well, I just hate dealing with the service departments. Just one big headache, and I try to avoid it at all costs, but that's not always possible, as you know.
Yes, I do. Okay, anyway, if you need to need a hand at some point in time, let me know.
Okay, I will do. Like I said, we're having a sensitivity issue on receive, and we were up here about a month ago with the same problem. We disconnected everything, you know, traced it out. The repeater was sensitive enough. And we put everything back together and it was fine until last week. Same problem is creeping up, so we'll see. Anyway, have a good one. Maybe I'll catch you on the way down. WB2CMF, I'm listening. 7-3.
Sure, it's not a defense issue.
Well, I'd like to say that too, but there's not much up there that should be close to us, so I don't know. It's becoming a little bit of a mystery. And, of course, it's fine, you know, locally, although some of the HTs can't get in, but I can't get in with under 15 watts, and I'm noisy into it. Usually I can get in with 5 watts from where I am out in Farmingville, so it's definitely down in sensitivity.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you got a jumper issue.
I hope it's that simple. But, you know, we ran a test on the repeater. It opened up about 0.25 microvolts, which is fine. So I'm thinking it's got to be something, maybe a bad connector. You know, more than I do, these things do happen.
Yep, I understand. Well, if you're still up there when I'm out of here, I'll give you a ring. See what happens.
Okay, Steve. I'll listen. Anyway, 7-3, I'll let you go.
Yeah. I wonder if I have that repeater in this portable. I have to check. WB2ZSA.
One thing I did pick up, it should be coming today. I managed to get another ICOM VHF this time for myself for repair. So that's coming in today. I'll have a spare VHF repeater should I need it.
Hey, spares are always good. You take a look through this radio and see if I put that repeater in here. I may have WB2ZSA.
Okay, no problem. You know, the PL's same, the usual 136.5.
Apparently not. WB2ZSA.
W2VL repeater.